God, I feel to just move on in to what God has for this service. You know, I never want to be like Jacob at Bethel when he looked around and said, surely the presence of the Lord was in this place. While I recognize him that he's here, Brother Pirtle, I want to enjoy his presence. Oh, I want you, God, to know that I have come expecting. Have you come expecting tonight? Come on, I wonder, would you put words to that expectation and let God know, I really want you tonight, God. God, you know the hearts and the minds of each and every individual that is in this house. And God, you have the ability, Lord, to parse through the stuff that we deal with in life, the things that we've endured, the things that we're coming through. And God, I pray right now that in this moment you would suspend, Lord, the battles, the struggles, those things, and let us simply be in your presence in this house tonight. God, I pray that a safe place, victories would be had, that promises given. Lord, we trust you in these things. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I feel my help tonight. I know that the presence of the Lord is here. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. But I believe that more than just liberty, I believe that there is a plan that God has in place that he wants to accomplish before tonight's up. And if I need to say it slower so I'm not hyping you up, I'm not here tonight to get you just to hoot and holler and then we go home. But I believe there's transformation that God wants to accomplish in this house, in lives, from wall to wall, from front to back, and everywhere in between. God wants to do mighty things in this place. But the Bible does say, Isaiah 43, he will work, but who will let it? It's in your power to allow God to work, and I pray that you would. I do want to say again, thank you, Pastor and Sister Crosswhite, near and dear to our hearts. In fact, I'm trying to remember. If I start thinking back, and I know I'm still wet behind the ears, and I know I get tickled, Aunt Betty, I get tickled because I talk about stuff that happened a while back, and I said that to my grandpa one time. I said, Papa, that happened a long time ago. He looked at me. I was about 17, 18, maybe 19. I was still a teenager. And I said, he said, how long ago is a long time? I said, well, it had to be at least 2 or 3 years. He just kind of laughed like you laughed and said, well, son, a long time ago for me is about 40 years. I was like, I ain't even seen half of that. So I will tell you, I realize, you know, when I say this, you know, I've seen a lot of things in a lot of places and seen a lot of times in my life. But I'm always observant of how God works and how God moves through time. And to see the handprints of God on lives is incredible. And I am so thankful that in this place I see those marks in lives. We've been a couple years since we've been here in a long-term revival. But as I look back through that, I say one of the first memories I have was of that little lady back there, your mama, sitting there on the pew. And not too long after that, I got to meet you. And I remember thinking you were scary. And because I was a little kid. And then he smiled at me, and he may have done like his mama, gave me some candy, and then he won me over. So, no, we have loved the Crosswhites, have been friends with them for, my Lord, a long time.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. 27 and holding, right? Praise God. Amen, amen. But truly, we do. And we love this group of young people tremendously. I know we love the church without a doubt, but man, I sure do love these young people. We do. Every one of them. Every single one of them. And we are pleased to know them. Young people, I want you to know my hopes and dreams are in you. You're the next generation. You're carrying this truth forward. You're not the church of just tomorrow. You're the church of today. And I need you. I need you to be strong, courageous, and to go forward in Jesus' name. So I'm going to give you everything I got. I'm going to give you both barrels. if you'll let me. And yes, Lord, we believe it. John chapter 4, we're going to go to the word of the Lord. I would be remiss if I didn't say, well, thank you. I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you, Sister Ricky, for the delicious meal you provided. We ate up, and I ate a little bit too much. So, but we are thankful for all those that do that. John chapter 4, beginning at verse number 3, this telling us the story of Jesus. Jesus spoke, and he's speaking. He's telling us where he's at, what he's doing. And then he begins in verse 4 and onward to tell us what's happening. So in verse 3 he says, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, a place where water was. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, on the wall surrounding it there, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh, this is being noontime, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Well, obviously, this is quite an interesting thing. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, you can have to read this in there, but I almost see her looking at Jesus with a side eye. How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me? Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, this well water, shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to hold my title for just a moment. And if you would, you may be seated in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, thank you. I got quite a collection so far. If you were to ask a doctor, you would find that severe dehydration is a life-threatening emergency. Symptoms include dry, shriveled skin, irritability or confusion, rapid heartbeat, rapid breathing, not able to use the facilities, things that in and of themselves just individually might be concerning, but together they began to show a story. In fact, symptoms of dehydration are feeling thirsty, is feeling dizzy or lightheaded, headaches, feeling tired, a dry mouth, lips and eyes, even sunken eyes. And during the revolution in Iran in 1979, there was a man named Dr. Batman Galige, of who he actually got called Brother Dr. Batman because people couldn't say the rest of his name. But he was in an Iranian prison and was treating patients with the only thing that in his locked up and incarcerated state that he could. People would come to him and they'd say, Batman Galige, they'd say, can you give us something to deal with this stomach ulcer pain? Well, praise God. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I've got plenty now, praise God.
And so here he is, he's in this prison, and he's in this place that is, he's confined, he's locked up, and people are coming to him for help. And as he is going about his day to day, he realizes, Brother Butler, he doesn't have any medication to give them. He doesn't have any dosages. He can't write prescriptions. He doesn't have any of that. So he tells the man that comes to him with the old stomach ulcer, he said, go drink 2 glasses of water and then come back and see me. And about 30 minutes later, Pastor, the man comes back. He's one of the guards, and he says, I feel better. My symptoms are gone. He thought, oh, okay, well, it's just an isolated incident. Well, before long, other people heard, and they said, I've got a headache. And so they began to come to him, and he said, go drink some more water. And they would go drink the water. And before long, he had a full-blown clinical trial going on to the effect that when they began, said, we're going to release you, he said, let me stay in prison for a little bit longer to finish my clinical trial. Because every patient that he found, Brother Corbin, he found that he would give them water, and all of a sudden the symptoms would begin to subside, begin to lessen, and in most cases they would go away. And so you may say tonight, well, praise God, I appreciate you. I look, maybe, do I look thirsty? Amen. Okay. Okay, I'm not thirsty, praise God. But he began to treat all of these, and he ended up writing a book, and this book was simply called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And so for a few minutes tonight, I just want to preach from that topic. You're not sick, you're just thirsty. And I want to tell you 46 reasons he put in his book, and I won't read all of them because I realize that's a long time. But 46 reasons your body needs water, and I'll read you a handful. Without water, nothing lives. Comparative shortage of water first suppresses and eventually kills some aspects of the body. Water is a main source of energy. In fact, it is what we would call, or analogy would be, the cash flow of the body. Water generates electrical and magnetic energy inside each and every cell of the body. It provides the power to live. Water is a bonding adhesive in the architectural design of the structure of the cell structure. Water can prevent DNA damage and makes its repair mechanisms more efficient. Oh, thank you. Praise God. Amen. Less abnormal DNA is made if you drink enough water. Water greatly increases the efficiency of the immune system in the bone marrow, where the immune system is formed, all of its mechanisms, including its efficiency against cancer. Drinking water. Praise God. Better than big pharma. Amen. Mm-mm. A little more prevention. Water is the main solvent for all foods, vitamins, and minerals. It is used to break down food into smaller particles and eventual metabolism and assimilation into the body. Water energizes food, and food particles are then able to supply the body with this energy during digestion. That is why food without water has absolutely no energy value for the body. You can stuff yourself, but if you have no water, you cannot take the minerals and the nutrients from that water. Water increases the body's absorption rate of essential substances. Water is used to transport all substances inside the body. Water increases the efficiency of red blood cells in collecting oxygen in the lungs. And if people can't breathe, maybe they should drink some water. Water reaches the cell, it brings the cell oxygen, and then it takes the waste away out of the body. Water. Praise God, water. This, just this simple, we take it for granted. Who can be honest? You've walked by the little, what do you call it? Water, there we go, the cooler. You've walked by the water fountain, and you've just taking it for granted. You walk by your faucets every day. You walk by bottles of water and you just take it for granted. But can I tell you, the life-saving ingredient that I hold in my hand, it doesn't cost a lot, but it's got to be inside of you. Come on, I'm going to tell somebody tonight, and I'm going to stop here for a minute and preach for a second. You're not sick. The problems that you have are not unconquerable, but your body is just expressing itself that it needs some more water. You may have some feelings in your physical body, and your body is crying out. You know what he said, Sister Cassie? That man in his research, he said, the body has many cries for water. They look like pain. They look like dehydration. They look like all kinds of other conditions. But the majority root cause of it is dehydration. Can I tell you, this world that we're living in, it's not sin sick unto death. It's just thirsty for a good old-fashioned Pentecostal outpouring. I want to tell you, God's come in this hour to be able to begin pouring out upon his people and upon all those that are thirsty. Oh, but you got to say, I want it. I need a little drink from the water, that river of living water, and it's springing up inside of me. Oh, but you tell me tonight, I've got some problems. I've got some stuff I can't handle. Can I tell you, I've got a solution. There's a drinking fountain here at this house. There's a place where you can belly up and God can pour it out on you, and you will never be the same. Water. It's a better pick-me-up than any other beverage in the world and has no side effects. Water helps reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. Water supplies normal sleep rhythms to its drinkers. Water helps reduce fatigue. It gives us energy where other things would only pull. You want to know what coffee is? I love coffee and I drank some today. And by the grace of God, I'll keep drinking it. But water's a diuretic. Water makes you lose, or coffee makes you lose water. And if we're talking about, I don't know about you, but I need some water. Yeah. Well, praise God. He heard the call. Amen. See, y'all, some of y'all are laughing, but I sit up here a rich man, because how many of you have a bottle of water? Okay, well, praise God. We got a few people of faith. Amen. Came prepared. See, but do you have enough to share? Come on. See, you may have enough for you, but see, I've got enough that I can be able to share. Come here, Wes. You want a drink? I got enough for you. Come on. Sister Nina, come on. You want a drink of water? Come on. I've got enough for you. Why? Because I've got more than enough, because I've been drinking from that well of living water, and the more that it flows, the more the problems I have begin to fall away. See, I came into this house wanting something to drink from the master. I want him to pour it out on me. You walk into this house and you've got things that you don't know how to fix. Can I tell you, you just need another drink of this Holy Ghost. It'll wash away all the fear, the doubt, every problem, every issue. It's the cure all. You just need another drink. You just need some more. I wonder if somebody tonight would say, God, I want you to pour it out on me. God, I want you to give me another drink. God! Woo! Jesus showed up to that well, and he knew he didn't have to have anything from her hand, but he said, I who have all things, I'm going to show up into her world, and she's drinking this regular old water out the well. But I want to tell you, little lady, I know there's problems in your world. I know you've been with 7 different men, and the one you're with ain't even your husband. You're thirsty for something to change. You're thirsty for something to be different when you wake up tomorrow. And little lady, I want to tell you, all you need is another drink. All you need is the living water that I'm
give you. I want to tell Apostolic Lighthouse, it ain't the world that's the problem. It's that we ain't got enough to drink. If we begin to take enough of the water that's a living water, it'll change us and it'll change the world. I want to tell you, I seem to remember this, Brother Zach. There was a day where the Bible says they were gathered together in one room. And the Bible says that on that day there was an outpouring. But you can say to me, Brother Locke, you can say to me, but what does that have to do with water? What does that have to do with drinking? Because if you read down a few verses, in fact, Sister Becky, if you can put up Acts chapter 2, I believe it's 14. I want you to see this. See, because obviously there was something going on in that upper room. And he begins to preach to them. And he says, well, go to the next verse. Maybe it's 13. Because I haven't looked at it in a minute. But yeah, there we go. They're mocking. They said, these men been drinking wine. But Peter stood up in verse 14 and go to 15. And he was there. And he said, they're not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is only about 9 o'clock in the morning. But can I tell you, there's something that they've been drinking, and it's rivers. It's rivers of living water. Come on. They're not imbibing on what the world has. They're imbibing on what God wants to pour out. Can I tell you, Apostolic Lighthouse, we are the answer to a lost and dying world. We are the answer to the dryness of soul of this world. We've just got to make sure that we've got enough to drink, and then when it begins to pour, I wish somebody tonight would say, I'm going to get a drink. I'm going to get a drink. I'm going to, come on. Can I ask you, when's the last time you got drunk in the Holy Ghost? When's the last time that you forgot about everybody else and every problem you ever had, every battle? Come on. Because you were so entrenched in what God was doing through you that you forgot about everybody else. See, I remember a moment when I was 8 or 9 years old, laying in the back of the church. I may have been a few years old. I can't remember my exact age, to be honest with you. But I was laying there, Brother Wes, looking at the back wall. Before I was married, I remember looking at that wall. And Brother Watson, I remember thinking in that moment, I was curled up in a fetal position. But I didn't care what anybody thought about me. You know why? I was so lost in the Holy Ghost. I remember thinking, there was no English coming out of my mouth. It was just tongues and an unknown tongue. And I remember laying there thinking, God, if this is what heaven is, take me now. I don't want to have to deal with all this other junk. It was so pure. It was so real. I didn't have a care in the world. Why? Because I had a free flow of the Spirit of Almighty God flowing in me. You know what I realized? I wasn't sick. I had problems then, I got problems now, but I wasn't sick. I was just thirsty. My body was crying out for God to pour out on me in a dry and weary land. Pour out your water on me. David said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my heart after thee, O God. Can I stop for a moment and ask us, where's our desire for God gone? Is it just Sunday and Tuesday, and the rest of the week I've got other responsibilities, I've got other things that are important? Or is there something in you on Saturday night? You say, I can't wait to get to church on Sunday. I can't wait. There's a drink for me in the house. There's a pouring out for me in the house. Stirring me up, oh God. Come on, what would happen at ALPC if we would begin to get so thirsty and so desirous? Come on, if it's for yours for the taking. Hey, Brother CJ, you thirsty? You want a drink? Come and get it. Come on, there's more than enough. Come on. You thirsty? Come on, there's more than enough. It don't care if you're old, you're young, you're male, you're female, you're black, you're white, you're... Come on, come on, Apostolic Lighthouse. Where's the thirsty? Come on, where's the thirsty? Those that are thirsty, make a commotion. Those that are thirsty, change the world. Those that are thirsty, get healed. Those that are thirsty, get filled. I wish you'd make some apostolic noise and say, God, I want you to fill me. God, I want you to pour it out on me. Come on. I know you got problems, sister. I know you've got things that you can't handle. Come on. There's enough of a drink all from the master's hand. Come on. You don't even have a bucket, Jesus. I don't need one. It's issuing out from the depths of my soul. Come on. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Come on. I feel the take. We're fixing to delve off into this, but I got to tell a couple people this, Brother Robbie. Judges 15:18. Pastor Samson had just received one of his greatest victories. He had killed over 1,000 men at least with the jawbone of a donkey. But even after his victory, he said he was sore athirst and called unto the Lord. Thou hast given this great deliverance. I've got victories. But am I going to die because I'm thirsty? I want to tell you tonight, God doesn't want you to die of thirst. God wants to fulfill the thirst. I know Coca-Cola says it's the real thing. It ain't. What the real thing is God's almighty spirit that'll pour out on you, that'll fill you up, that'll be poured out if you'll ask. I want you young ladies to gather together. You young men, gather together. Brothers, sisters, I want y'all to find somebody. I want you to begin to pray. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst. If you've got needs, I want you to cry out. Come on. Oh, come on. There you go. Come on, God. We want the outpouring. We want it. Lord, it's not the old days. It's the modern day, but we're still thirsty. Come on. Water quenched thirst in the garden, and it quenches thirst today. Water's always been around. Come on. Let it flow right now. Let it flow. Jesus! Come on, you're not going to die if you'll get a drink. Come on, you're not committing spiritual suicide if you'll take a drink. Come on, let him pour it out on you. Let him fill you full. Come on, there's more. There's more. Come on. Come on, are you cold and indifferent? There's enough water for you. Are you struggling in your mind and your heart? Come on, let him pour it out on you. Come on, family problems, marriage problems, school problems, friend problems, every kind of thing. Come on, drink, 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 drink. Come on, there's enough water here. Come on, the well will never run dry. Jesus. Come on, call on his name. Call on his name. Call on his name. Come on, because they drank so deeply, 3,000 were changed. You want to see revival in Nacogdoches like never before? You start getting plenty to drink. You start letting God fill you. Yeah.
Come on, that's it. Cry out. Cry out till he pours out so richly that you begin to forget about yesterday. You begin to forget about the battles that you haven't overcome. The shame, the guilt, the mess ups. Come on, forget about it and take another drink.
Cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. Search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. Search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you. Flood our hearts again, quench our thirsty souls. We thirst for you, we search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where again, we thirst for you. We search for you.
When you're thirsty at the restaurant, you can get the attention of the waiter. Come on, when you're thirsty, you'll say, hey, 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 hey. Come on, will you cry out to Jesus right now? Come on, will you let your soul say, I need you. I need you, Jesus!
in in a dry and barren land, we're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again, we thirst for you. For more.
will you slip a hand up or your hands up before the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Will you thank the Lord for his ways? Thank you, Jesus, for your word, your ways. Thank you for the beauty of your power, God. Hallelujah. Come on, will you commune with the Lord just here tonight? Amen. Let the Spirit of the Lord commune through you. Get heart to heart with the Master right now. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah, 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 oh God. In the little solo carala, my alaya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He told my yes. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and ask God to give you a drink tonight and fill your cup? Come on, let him fill your bucket overflowing. Well, you can't afford to leave here the way you came. You can't afford to leave here with just a taste. Come on, you need the waters of life to work. You see, the waters of life cleanses, the water of life fills and quenches thirst. Hallelujah, Lord, in your name, in your name, in your name, in your name, in your name. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Come on, somebody just needs to say the name of Jesus tonight and call out. Come on, call out the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, deep within. Come on, the Master's here tonight. Come on, there's living waters that he wants to give. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, don't be so busy tonight that you pass up what God's trying to give over tonight. Come on, God has great things for souls in this building. For your soul. For your soul. Hallelujah. Master, we love you. We praise you. Come on, don't miss what God has. Come on, don't miss. Won't you push past feelings right now? Come on, you may not feel like it. Go ahead, push. Push your way. You need to get before the throne tonight. Come on, push your way to the throne of grace tonight. Get past distraction right now. Lord Jesus, have your will. Have your will. Have your way, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, there's eternal things that are happening if you just receive. Come on, God has eternal life tonight, eternal waters of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy God, Yala, my God. Sweep over my spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The most valuable commodity on the face of the earth is not gold, silver, or oil. It's just simply water. Water is the most valuable element on the face of the planet. In fact, cities are built around water sources. In the Bible, what made Jerusalem special is because it's around the well. That old well was dug there, and thus the city of Jerusalem was established. And you think about the Garden of Eden, what made it powerful? Because it had the river flowing through it. And what's going to make heaven beautiful is the river of life. But I'm thankful that the river of life just don't flows in heaven, it flows from heaven. Even right now in our hour. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for the word tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Remember, Tuesday nights are midweek. And I want you to be ready to come. Midweek service, Friday night, Saturday. Our Spanish conference here. And we're so pleased to host that. Our church is. And Praise in the Park, remember that Sunday. Then on the 28th, I think it is, on a Friday night, youth mesh night, fun night for our young people. And around the corner in April the 4th, there's a youth rally at Brother Martinez's on the 4th of April. And of course, Easter revival again, Brother Kelly, Kelly Patrick. Amen. The Lord is good to us. Amen. Thursday night is prayer meeting. Amen. And I want you to come. The engine of this church is not a preaching, not singing. The engine of the church is prayer. I haven't seen some of you at prayer meeting. You need to be at prayer meeting. Amen. Praise God. Don't give an excuse that you're too busy. Don't give an excuse that you can't afford it. You can't afford not to pray with your church. Amen. Praise God. Some people just full of excuses. Let's be here. Let's be ready. Amen. You're needed. Praise God. Also, Children's Church, Overcomers, our outreach bus ministry. And we're so thankful what God's doing. Amen. Thank you, Brother and Sister Bryant, for being with us. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand for these. Our guests, amen. God bless our guests being with us today. Amen. Every one of you, we're so blessed to have you with us. Amen. Mark and Sister Mary, we love you. Amen. Sister Betty Porter, we sure love you. Sister Benton, God bless you. We love you as well. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to heaven, Hal. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Young people, tonight, where's that going to be at, Sister Crosswhite? Third building. If you want to stay in fellowship with us, if you'd like to go get whatever you like to eat and come back, or whatever, if some of you would like to share pizza,